Larry King. Before we take our next call, just quickly, Jimmy, since I know you're a supporter of his and a very close friend of his, a thought on Mr. Reagan's actions in Libya.
Yeah, Larry, I believe he was right in doing it. I think it was the right thing to do, and I support him 100%.
Onward to Conway, Arkansas for Jimmy Stewart. Hello.
Hello. Mr. Stewart, I do appreciate your work very much, like many other Americans. And getting back to Frank Capra, how did you get about get started with Frank Capra, and how many Capra movies did you make?
How many? I started with a movie in 36, I think. You Can't Take It With You. Then in 37 or 8, I did Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And then the first picture I did after the war was It's a Wonderful Life.
Did Frank ask for you, or were you both contracted to the same studio? What brought you together?
No, as a matter of fact, I was a contract player at MGM, and when I came out here in 1945, so that I was loaned from MGM to Columbia, where Frank was under contract, and Frank worked until after the war.
Did you hit it off right away?
Right away. Right away. I'd seen a lot of his pictures before, you know, I was a big Capra fan before I even met him, and then to meet him and to have him direct the picture I was in, it was a real wonderful experience.
With Jimmy Stewart, Washington, D.C. Hello.
Hello, Jimmy. I was wondering if you could tell me what it was like working with Capra Hepburn, and maybe any anecdotes you might be able to tell us about making the Philadelphia Story.
Ah, yes, the Philadelphia Story.
Well, this was a wonderful experience. I mean, there were an awful lot of people in there, especially Katharine Hepburn, who was just a great woman. I don't know whether you saw her on television. I think it was just last week, and she still just does such a wonderful job. She knows the business. She knows her craft, and is a very wonderful person.
Amarillo, Texas, for Jimmy Stewart. Hello,
Jimmy. Jimmy.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my dad is a big fan of yours. He's fixing to turn 70 years old. I've got my tape recorder running, and I sure would appreciate it if you could wish him a happy birthday. His name's Raymond.
Okay,
well,
Jimmy.
I certainly do wish him a happy birthday, and every one of the birthdays he has from here on out.
With Washington, D.C. on the line, Jimmy Stewart. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Stewart. I just had a comment, really, several months ago. I was driving around in a foreign city, and on the radio dial heard, I guess, a television broadcast of the film Harvey, and my wife and I were absolutely spellbound by your voice, even though it apparently was a soundtrack of a movie. Your voice was so compelling in that character of Elwood Dowd, and I just wondered if you'd ever worked on the radio, because it really made the show live, even though it was obviously for a visual medium. And I just wanted you to know what an amazing experience that was for us.
Yeah, you did a lot of Lux Radio theaters and stuff, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I used to love radio, and I still do. But in those days, radio was so important, and the movies used the, for instance, Lux Radio Theater. Lots of times they would dramatize an upcoming movie on Lux Radio Theater, just to sort of like almost doing a preview of the movie. Oh, I've done an awful lot of radio. I had a radio series that turned into the Six Shooter, the television series. But I'm a great booster of radio.
Is it a different kind of acting when you only have the voice to use?
I don't think so. I don't think so very much. there are, I remember they, as I say, they used to, in the Lux Radio Theater, they used to use the stories of pictures that were just coming out and use it as sort of a build up for the picture when it's released. But some pictures, I know this picture Winchester 73, that is one of these ones that's coming out in home video, they sent that over to the Lux Radio people, and they sent back and they said, well, we can't use this because nobody says anything. when you come right down to it, this is true in Westerns.
That's
one of the things I like about them and everything. It's visual, it's action, and nobody says very much.
With Jimmy Stewart, Kearney, Nebraska. Hello.
Hello. Evening, Mr. Stewart.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, is it true that when you join the Army Air Corps, you did not meet the exact weight requirements, but persuaded the recruitment officer to let you join?
Well, that's pretty much what I didn't, those weight requirements that you have, and so much, you're so tall, you have to weigh so and so. They said that I didn't make those, and there was some arguments about it and everything, but I just say, why don't you just let me go ahead and register me as a draftee, and what I'll do for the rest of my time in the Army, I just won't get weighed. And they say, that's a fine idea, so that's what we did.
Our guest is Jimmy Stewart, now in home video, The Glenn Miller Story, The Rare Breed, Bend of the River, Thunder Bay, and Winchester 73. This is the Larry King Show, back after these messages. With Jimmy Stewart, Monterey, California. Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. King, good evening.
Hi.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Stewart. It's a great honor to speak to you. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I just wanted to ask how you feel about cinema heroes. You certainly are an American institution. You provide a lot of people with a pretty clear role model, and what you think the comparison is between the actors of the past 40 years or so and current cinema stars, and how you think that has an effect on
our movie heroes change, Jimmy?
Well, I think probably. I just as the whole business, the whole way of telling stories, the whole system of movie making has changed. But I think the whole business is made up of trends. There are trends when there is this type of story. Everybody was. I've been talking about Jimmy Cagney and the wonderful work he did over the years. Well, the trends with Jimmy Cagney did everything from the prison pictures that he did and the gang pictures that he did, and all the way up to Yankee Doodle Dandy. I think is sort of one of the qualities that movies have. They change. They go from one thing to another, and I think it's very possible that the trend would get back in a different way than the characters we have now, and maybe go back a lot to the characters that were famous and very popular 40 years ago.
That wouldn't be bad. With Jimmy Stewart, Tarrington, Connecticut. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Excuse me, Larry, and truly an honor for myself to speak with you, Mr. Stewart. I was talking with some friends and couldn't find out the name of one of my favorite films of yours, and I'll say it because it's an absolute favorite of mine, and I hope it's soon to be released on video, is The Cheyenne Social Club. It's one of my most favorite comedies. And before I close, I'd like to ask your remembrances of working on It's a Wonderful Life with one of my favorite character actors, next to yourself, Henry Travers, who played Clarence Oddbody III.
Well, he's certainly one of my favorites. I just... think he was a wonderful actor, and he couldn't have been cast better than that angel, Clarence, who hadn't won his wings yet. I'll never forget him.
We go to Chicopee, Massachusetts. Hello.
Hello. I just wondered, it's not really a question, it is in a way. Does Jimmy remember making the movie out at Westover Air Force Base?
Yes. Yes, I think that was Cowboy 57, wasn't it?
57. Well, my husband drove the bus when you made that movie, and this is,
For him. Go ahead and say hello to him.
Thank you. That was nice. Bloomington, Minnesota. Hello.
Yes, this is a big thrill for me to talk to you. I was wondering if you thought of, what you thought of the differences between the so-called golden age of movies as compared to more recent ones?
I think Jimmy already explained that it's more trends than anything else.
You know, I think I'll go back to the trend idea. I just think the picture business has such enormous areas that it can do I think over the years it keeps picking up more ideas, it keep picking up more areas to do stories about. I think that's one of the wonderful things about the business.
What do you think of the work of Robert De Niro? Have you seen his films?
Yes. Yeah, just excellent.
With Jimmy Stewart, Detroit. Hello.
Mr. Stewart, it's indeed a pleasure speaking to you. I was wondering what are some of your favorite recent movies? And also, would you consider doing a film with someone like Steven Spielberg? I think it'd be great if you could do something with one of the younger, new breed directors of today.
Would you like to work with Steven?
I certainly would. I really have tremendous admiration for Steven Spielberg. And I certainly would like to work with him. I think he's done some wonderful work and made a tremendous contribution to the picture business.
He's a throwback to a lot of the directors you work with, isn't he?
Yes. Yes.
Tell the story
very much so.
First.
Very much so, mm-hmm. and a visual man. He gets that story up there not only with words but visually, which I think is so important in the movies.
Meriden, Connecticut. Hello.
Hello, Larry. Greatest show ever, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah.
This is a serious thrill for me. I want you to know that you are by far my biggest hero as far as movies go. I have a few questions for you.
I'm only going to allow one, sir, because we got a ton of calls and limited
time. Okay, my most important question then is, you've been rumored to make a few statements about theatrical training and schools. Your opinions, I'd like a little bit of background about your training and your opinion of schools. I'll hang up and let you answer.
All right, drama schools, Jimmy.
Drama schools, I it's all right if it doesn't interfere with your regular education, and by that I mean reading, writing, and arithmetic, and getting your mind to work on things like that and history and everything. I don't think I've had people come up to me and say, I know I'm a great actor and I want to get right to it and I don't have time to go to school and everything and I want to get right into the acting. But I think the first thing you want to do is get into school and learn what schools are supposed to do. And that's teach you and get your mind working. And then if you still have acting in mind, if you still have acting in mind, then start a little drama school's all right. But actual experience in stock companies, they're all over the country, and get theatrical experience on the stage first.
In fact, I guess you couldn't be a very good actor if you didn't pretty much know what was going on around you.
Well, that's true, and that's why I think you should start out with fundamentals, and as I say, fundamentals and getting your mind to working.
Right back with our remaining moments with the great Jimmy Stewart after this message. But Jimmy Stewart, remember the Glenn Miller story? Bend of the River, the Rare Breed, Thunder Bay, and Winchester 73, all now available through MCA in home video. Port Washington, New York. Hello.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Stewart. This is a great honor to speak with you. Really, I'm a big fan of yours. You've given myself, my family, and my friends many hours of pleasure. Just want to ask you a quick question. Whatever happened, you know, to the children that were your children in It's a Wonderful Life? Are they still living, and have you kept in touch with them at all?
You know, I've often thought about that myself, and I've asked Frank Capra several times, and he, really, they just sort of, you know, kids grow up very fast, and I really don't know about any of them.
Jimmy, how old are you now?
I'm going to be 78 in about 10 minutes. almost.
Port Huron, Michigan. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Stewart.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I just want you to know that over many, many years, you have been my very favorite, I think, actor. You portray a lifestyle that I approve of and that I admire. And many years ago, I think I saw you in a press off Broadway production of Harvey. Is that correct?
Did you go back and do Harvey on Broadway?
Yes. Yes, I was, actually I played it twice in different times on Broadway. I think it was in 46, Frank Fay, of course, was the originator of the Elwood in the play, but he wanted to take a vacation, and the producer asked me to come back and do it, and I did it for about 5 weeks, I think. And Frank, sort of that vacation he had, he sort of liked it, so the next year he said he liked another vacation, and I went back and did it again. Then I did it later on with Helen Hayes, and I did it for 6 months in London.
Petoskey, Michigan, hello.
Hello, Mr. Stewart. I know everybody else has said it, but you're definitely one of the greatest. I recall in a movie, Pot of Gold, there was some fancy harmonica playing. I was just curious if you actually played the harmonica and if you play any other instruments.
Frankly, they took all the sound out of my harmonica. I just, and I had a very good harmonica player that was right behind me, so I knew when to take my breath and so on.
Jimmy, were you ever cast as a villain?
Well, way back in one of the a picture called After the Thin Man. I was the villain, and I think at the end they almost caught me, but I jumped out the window and killed myself. It's quite a while ago.
Cross Plains, Wisconsin. Hello.
Hello, Larry.
Hi.
Hello, James.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciated your trip to Vietnam in 1969. I came in from flying that day, walked into our little 2x4 NCO club and our advisory group in Lansun Province, and there were you and your wife, and they're having a cold beer.
Wonderful. I remember that trip very much, and it was a great experience for us.
Sat on the stool next year and shook your hand and had a cold one, and very nice. You know, usually when someone comes down, there's 10,000 other people all trying to crowd into one place.
Well, this was a great experience for my wife and I. I'd say it really, and as a matter of fact, it was. We saw our son, who was up in the north part of South Vietnam, and turned out to be the last time we saw him because he was killed in action.
Great seeing you there, and don't think I've ever missed one of your movies anywhere.
Thank you very much. Last call for Jimmy Stewart, Alexandria, Virginia. Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Stewart. I'd like to pay a definite compliment to you for Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I think that's one of the all-time best movies ever. I understand when the movie came out, there was a little bit of controversy in Washington about it. I'd like to find out if that was true and what your thoughts are about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yeah, well, first, there was some controversy. I was making a picture, so I couldn't see the picture when it opened in Washington, but it opened in Constitution Hall, and Frank Capra was there with his wife, and there were several senators there, and the film broke about a movie been going about 20 minutes, and the film broke, so Frank went back to the projection room. And when he got the film back going again, he came back, about half the senators had left. So there was quite a bit of talk about it. And as I understand it, it came up on the floor of the Senate, and somebody was picked out, and they said, well, all right, you go and see this whole film and report to the Senate about it. And 2 days later, they called on the guy, and he said, well, I haven't seen it yet because every time I've gone down to the theater, I can't get in because of the crowds.
Jimmy, this has been a great honor. I wish you continued and many more years of anything you wish yourself.
Larry, this has been a great experience for me, and I think you have the wonderful show here, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Jimmy, thank you so much. Jimmy Stewart, and you can now see The Glenn Miller Story, The Rare Breed, Bend of the River, Thunder Bay, and Winchester 73 at home on home video from MCA. Well, we hope you enjoyed this hour with Jimmy Stewart. This is one of those pleasures in this business when we can get a chance to have someone like that aboard and let, tonight 24 or 25 Americans get the opportunity to express some gratitude for him. I like the caller who said, thank you for so many years of pleasure, because Mr. Stewart has certainly provided us with that. We talked with Jimmy by satellite from our Westwood One studios in Los Angeles. This is the Larry King Show in Washington. News is next, a word from your local stations. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.